Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge González, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge González. This is a day, September 11th. It's also, I understand, World Arepa Day. So, you know, what a combination. Kind of tempted to go with all the things that are happening, September 11, looking back, and things that are happening these days. But I'm going to avoid that temptation. And in fact, today I was just shocked in Nuevo Día when I picked it up outside the door. It was a blank page. Wondered whether, you know, it hadn't printed correctly. But it was obviously, you know, on purpose. And in the back, it was also relatively blank, with Nuevo Día, donde empieza la noticia, where information commences. And a great editorial by María Luisa Ferrer Rangel. It's been a while since she has put forth an editorial. She's the editor of Nuevo Día. And the title of it, Información Confiable y Veraz para Construir un Mejor País. You know, information, trustworthy information to construct a new, a better country. And it went, goes in the role, the mission of El Nuevo Día, not into the violence that is so prevalent, is taking place. So it's a positive thing. With respect to what this particular newspaper, its former slogan was Un Gran Periódico, a great newspaper. And I think it looks like the new slogan is going to be Donde Empieza la Noticia, where news commences or starts. But I'm going to avoid that temptation. And I'm going to discuss, you know, positive things, which is I like to do, and based on two things. First of all, more or less on this date, 4 years ago, I commenced, inaugurated this program. And I want to go into, you know, the story of how that took place and how it's developed and where we are with respect to this program and where we're going to be. And secondly, I'm going to discuss the birth of our 10th grandchild, Gabriel Enrique Aquino González. Took place yesterday, a little bit before 8 a.m. And reflect on, given what we discussed a couple of weeks ago, the good life, the importance of interpersonal relationships, and a week before that, the outing we had of the González Giusti family in Guanica, in Copa Marina, I want to sort of reflect on the importance of family and his role, the last one to come in within, you know, a large family, and concentrate on the González Giusti family, you know, based on that activity and our businesses, the González Giusti businesses, and a little bit like the, you know, the Ferrer Rangel, our culture and what we've done and where we're going. So those are the two topics. And so let's get started. With respect to the anniversary, there were a couple of things that I've pointed out. The first program, and you know, why did I choose 91.3 Allegro, 91.3 FM? First of all, I love it. You know, Allegro. I think, you know, Sherman Wildman, who I'm going to talk about a little bit shortly, always said that across the radio waves, the listener could sense whether the person was angry, frowning, you know, smiling, happy, etc. And I try to convey, which is to a great extent what I am, you know, smiling and happy and positive, despite the obstacles that we all have, right? And so I love the, you know, Allegro 91.3 FM. I'm a lover of classical music. It was the station. It is the station, and at that time was, and it continues to be, the station I most tune into, because I love classical music. I love the way the pieces are introduced. It gives you a lot of information and puts you in the position to understand either the composer or the piece or the particular point in history in which it was composed, etc. So it's a station that I listened to and I enjoyed as the top station as far as I'm concerned. It is the station that I talk with people about, and the kind of people that I admire to a great extent are the ones that are the listeners. That is you out there. It's the listeners that are respectful, that appreciate culture, that are out there to think and analyze and try to understand difficult, complex issues. It's not black and white in this world. And so that is, I think, this radio station. It because of the classical program, which is introduced in English, which is brought from the States, it's the only station really out there that has some English. And because, as you have heard over these last 4 years, I'm a proponent of Puerto Rico being bilingual, I kind of push the English probably a little bit harder than some people feel comfortable with. I gave a seminar in the University of Puerto Rico Law School. The effective lawyer beyond legal expertise, I gave it in English. The dean was shocked that I was going to do it in English, but he went along with it. He said even, stateside professors, do their courses in Spanish with great accent and all. But I wanted to carry the message that English is important and we should be bilingual. And the persons who come and live here and try to understand, the Spanish language and to speak the Spanish language should do so. And not only for living in Puerto Rico, but for this world. I wish I could speak four or five languages, as some people do. Each one has its own culture and its own different words that cannot be translated. They have a new meaning, and it would be so much better if I had, four or five more under my belt. But I do when I travel to Germany and to France and to Italy, I do try to learn a little bit about the language, at least the pronunciations and the critical words, and to be able to understand a menu, etc. So I do, but we travel so little in a concentrated fashion that it's very, very difficult to really be able to dominate and can control a different language. So I have to basically stick with Spanish and English and have enough trouble with the two languages, and as you probably have observed over these last 4 years. The other aspect that brought me into WIPR, my initial introduction to radio was Radio Oso, which was the only English-speaking station. And I had two programs on that with Sherman Wildman, and he was my mentor in the radio world. He's passed away a few months ago. Que Dios lo bendiga. But he was my mentor, and he had a program on WIPR-FM, which I listened to. It was a kind of a more political, what's happening in the world program in the afternoon. I think it was at 6, which I listened to, and all of a sudden it went off the air, and I gave him a call. I said, what's happened? And he said, no, I'm moving on to other things, and I said, could you help me get involved with with Allegro FM, and he said, "Well, yeah, call up Bobby Diaz, and you know, he's the person who'll make the decision." And also, I called Bobby Diaz. He was the general manager then of the station, and he gave me an appointment. I think a couple of days later, I went in there with trying to develop a persuasive, talk. And but immediately he said, based on what you said, you've got it. And all. I think it helped that I had this background with Radioso and with Sherman Wildman, and he liked the idea of a program that would be addressing our well-being. And so it came very quickly, and I called Sherman Wildman a couple of times to get his input as to how things were going, and he seemed to be happy. He did have a couple of critical comments, and he said, "Don't worry too much about repeating things. Not too many people, are there the whole time, and even if they are, they may not be paying a particular attention." But I do try not to repeat things, at least not consecutively, and all. But Sherman Wildman was my mentor, and was one of the main reason I got into thinking about doing a program on WIPR on Allegro FM 91.3. The programs I had with him were more, it was called Business Transitions, and it basically interviewing people that I respected in terms of their development in their profession, in their particular business, and what were the moments of difficulty and exhilaration, and enjoyed very much those interviews with so many great people. And then we had another program at noon with Carlos Suarez helped me, and it was on economic development, where we honed in and concentrated on particular areas and followed up on those particular areas with call-ins and guests. And it was enjoyable. It was a little bit different because it was live and with calls in, and so he had to react to different people at a given moment. So those were the two programs, and so this program was a little bit different because I wanted to concentrate more on my thoughts with my guests. At the beginning, it was more going to be solo. And one of the developments that has taken place over the 4 years is the decision to have more guests. I've gone back and forth, sometimes a lot and sometimes very few. But and that was one thing that Sherman recommended, to have guests. They have variety and have a little bit of spontaneity, and guests are fun, So each one I have develops either a new interpersonal relationship or an interpersonal relationship that I had that improves, and I find new areas that I was unaware of the particular person. And so I think I'm having more guests going forward. I think the listeners, when I talk to them, enjoy it more. And so that's one of the developments. The other changes that have taken place, we've gone back and forth a little bit on the change in hours, and on the Thursday program started at 5, then went to 6, and then now it's at 7 p.m. on Thursday. It's always been repeated on Friday, so that's been very consistent. And the changes in the hour on Thursday is not due to me. It's been due to the requests and changes in different people that come to preside and run the station, but they've kept me within that 5 to 7 starting hour, and I can live with that. So we've been relatively consistent in that regard. The other thing that kind of changes back and forth. And I think we've now honed in on a particular way to do it. I started live, that first program, which incidentally was not recorded. I was thinking of having the recording of that station, of that program, excuse me, as the anniversary date, four-year anniversary date. But that particular live program was not recorded for some reason, or at least it doesn't appear in the records. And the second program was recorded, and I may have that next week. I'll give it some thought, but it follows a little bit, some comments on the inaugural program, some comments on it, and it goes into Roberto Clemente, my experience with Roberto Clemente, who in September is when we celebrate, his the 21 years, September 21, and his 21 number, and also we went into that in that first inaugural program. And a little bit of experience with respect to museums, going from Andover. But so that one was recorded and it's available and maybe we'll have it next week. But I have gone back and forth, not my choice. The station has sometimes has wanted me to do it live, and I've done it and I've had no problem, enjoy it. And they've wanted me to do it recorded, especially if as the changes in hours take place on Thursday. So we have been for a while now recording it prior to the Thursday program, and it's a little bit less stressful in terms of the hour and all. Although we don't edit it, it seems it's like a live program, whatever mistakes I make, and I make mistakes, and I know I make mistakes, and it's part of this thing, but it goes forward, based on the recording that as the program, is produced by me and all. So that has been a change. Now we've run out of time on that first segment, and I have a few more comments and reflections on the program, especially with respect to where it's going forward, and there's a big new development that I want to hone in on, and so we'll be right back and discuss a little bit more on the this program, the fourth anniversary of Reflections, and then we'll go into the great exhilarating, fantastic moment of having our 10th grandchild, and how this Gabriel Enrique comes in within part of, the family tradition. There's a whole slew of them, but I'm going to be discussing the González Giusti segment that he comes in and joins. So we'll be right back after the pause. This is Jorge González, Reflections, 91.3 FM, Allegro. We'll be right back after the pause.